that one there. I'm just going to play for you another band to start with called The Onyas. A little bit of rock and roll. I'll see if this will work here.
How could I imagine? The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/cultureolympiad.
That sure sounds brilliant. I'd love to go to that. Neil Young, a great Canadian icon. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show for another week. We just kicked off the set there with... I decided to get really politically incorrect today and play three hard-drinking bands, I guess you'd call them yob rock bands. We heard the Onyas at the start of the set, and then the fabulous band the Cosmic Psychos in the middle with The Man Who Drank Too Much, and then right at the end there, the VBs from Canberra with the song Drive Through Botlo. They cut their teeth on the Canberra hardcore scene many years ago and have been playing their brand of drinking songs, I guess, ever since. I don't know why I started to think about that today. I guess sport and beer does go hand-in-hand in Australia. So, yeah, I thought we'd just play some good old-fashioned Aussie drinking rock and roll. But we'll move on now and place a beautiful artist by the name of Sia. She's playing at the Commodore Ballroom soon. She's an Australian artist, Sia. We're just about to play that, but also some fantastic news. We actually have some real musicians in the studio that have just come in with their instruments, Australian and Canadian musicians, which is very exciting. We've got them for the whole hour, so we'll be talking to them and playing some music. That's coming up soon. So this is Sia.
Wilding stone, this is like wilding stone. I come around to celebrate your interest. Good for the soul, it is good for the soul. I come around to bury all my instincts. And when I come around, you're not home. Call it a sound, call it a sound. Came from the ground, call it a sound. We'll be right back.
she'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to CITR here this morning, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We just played three songs there for you. We had that interesting instrumental track there by Jim Sparrow and the Minor Birds. That CD just popped into my hand just recently. And we also heard Waterford, this great new EP from the great Canberra band Waterford. It's their debut EP. I played a song last week, and this time I played Waldingstone, the first track off that self-titled EP. And at the top of the set was Sia. Sia is a fantastic artist. She's playing actually in Vancouver on the 10th of April at the Commodore. Now, I did let you know that we have an exciting second part of the show. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good night.
You just heard the sounds of two authentic Australian and Canadian musicians. I feel like the show, this is, it's finally come together. This is Australian and Canadian music coming together.
It's half and half.
Half and half. And so this is Tom Morgan.
Hey.
And Mr. Mapstone here. We have Thomas from Australia. Would you like us to tell the story about how you came together?
Yeah. Sure, I guess. Well, I'm a Melbourne-based musician originally. I was working as a jazz player and playing in like sessions and doing tons of stuff in Melbourne. But I wasn't really involved in any bands that I really loved. And I got sort of frustrated at doing the same thing in Melbourne for a long time and not feeling like I was just basically being a session musician and not really playing and collaborating with people that I really, really enjoyed doing. You know, collaborating with, I should say. So, I took off out of Melbourne, and there had been a massive hailstorm in Lismore near Byron Bay. I got a cousin up there, so I just gave him a call. I was ready to move, and he was like, "Oh, I need somebody to come up and give me a hand fixing these roofs because he's a roofer."
I remember that storm actually.
Yeah, like it was a huge hailstorm. Like people died, and massive hail balls, like as big as baseballs and whatever. People, tons of people were injured. Lots of damage, but because it was all insured, this my cousin who had all this, who was a plumber and a roofer, he got all this roofing work. So anyway, I went up to Byron Bay, and that's where I met Chris, who was over there. He'd been travelling around. What had you been doing before that?
Well, I was actually, my whole idea was same sort of thing as Tom, was kind of looking for musical outlets, and in Australia, it's pretty well known for having a really good roots music scene.
Hmm.
Which is kind of the music that we play, acoustic bass sort of music.
Hmm.
So I went to Byron Bay looking for other musicians to play with, and got a phone call from another friend one day randomly telling me that there was a guy that he met that was a double bass player. And then Tom and I called Tom, and then the first time that we ever met was actually in a recording studio. We recorded like a demo the first day, so it was just kind of abruptly like,
it's
here
on.
We are. Yeah.
The chemistry just happened.
Yeah.
And then we spent, like, how long? I was probably there for six, seven months.
Something like that, yeah.
And we spent quite, like, we were playing at a place called the Buddha Bar, which is part of the Arts Factory, which is like a hostel-y sort of place.
Yeah.
It's got a big bar complex and whatever.
This is Byron Bay you're talking about.
Byron Bay, yeah.
So we played there, like, every Friday night and did a bit of busking and whatever. But I actually had a contract to play bass on a cruise ship. I was doing that thing. So I ended up taking off after about 6 months of playing with Chris, and I was on that cruise ship. Meanwhile, he was still doing gigs and
stuff in Byron,
whatever.
Yeah.
So then I was on the ship, and I sort of wasn't ready to go back to Australia yet. I didn't want to go back to Melbourne and just whatever. So I had met some people from Canada, and I was chatting online to Chris saying, oh, I think I'm going to go to Canada. And then he was like, no shit, we'll get your ass over here, because for some reason...
Is he ass on radio?
Well, we already have.
Radio, you can.
A is spelled A-R-S-E for you Canadians, yeah, who may not have heard that.
But yeah, he's like, well, I'm in Canada now. And that was a shock to me, because he was, had the best setup out of anybody I'd ever met in Canada. Back in Byron Bay, he was working as a... Oh, you can probably explain your situation better, but it was pretty sweet. He had an amazing place overlooking this huge valley. Great job. You can probably tell the situation.
Well, how about we play?
He makes it sound even better. But
how about we get a little tune happening here, and then we'll get back into part two of the story, because it is a remarkable story about how you two guys met, Chris and Tom.
Yeah.
Here's some live music here. Root System.
This time around?
Sure.
And we have a real double bass here, by the way. Listen.
Better get it this time around.
Wow, that was incredible. This is live music here, Root System. This is an Australian and Canadian duo. We have the Tom Morgan, the Australian bass player, and we have Chris Mapstone on the acoustic guitar. That was incredible. What was the name of that song?
It's called This Time Around.
This Time Around? Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story. Okay, well, let's get to part two of the epic.
Part two, ooh. Where did we leave off?
Well, we were at the place describing Chris. Like, I was very jealous because at that point, when I met Chris, I was living in a van, basically. I was living in this blue van, working as a roofer, playing bass at any chance that I could, spending a lot of time with Chris, like going to the beach and playing music and just hanging out at his place. But I was in the process of describing what I saw of his setup. He had like a beautiful girlfriend over there. He had an amazing, amazing apartment that was, well, not really apartment, but like a house that was overlooking this valley with rivers running through it and all this
banana
sort of
plantations
stuff.
Wow. And macadamia trees. And
so the reason people want to go to Australia, you actually lived there.
He was playing lots of gigs and working as a
kayaking guide. So going out in the ocean and surfing.
Oh my!
And kayaking.
Wow.
So yeah, I was pretty jealous of him. So I was really shocked when I was talking online to him, and he was like, "Well, come to Perry Sound, like I'm in Canada." And I'll let Chris explain that part of his situation.
More on the side to it. Yeah, so Tom left. Actually, it was kind of unfortunate because Tom and I were playing and really kind of enjoying playing with each other and stuff. And he actually was thinking about getting out of his contract for a cruise ship at one point, and I don't think it worked. He had to go basically. So he left and he was gone for probably like 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And I actually went on vacation from my vacation lifestyle to New Zealand for 10 days with my girlfriend Claire. And we got there and we had a great time. I introduced all my friends over there and came back to Australia. And me being a Canadian citizen, I didn't have citizenship or residency in Australia, and they actually pulled me aside in immigration going back to Australia. And it was a huge muck up basically with immigration myself. I was there totally legally, but they ended up cancelling my visa and abruptly sending me back to Canada.
Oh, the dream was shattered overnight.
I had to leave my girlfriend, my house, my vehicle, like all my musical instruments, everything behind, and I didn't have a choice in the matter. I was sent back to Canada.
Wow.
But yeah, so kind of in the middle of the winter, like surfing with dolphins and playing gigs in the sun, and then all next thing you know, I'm standing beside like a 10-foot-high snowbank in Ontario.
And have you written a song about this ordeal? Because
not really.
It'll be a delayed reaction, but
yeah, it'll be a delayed reaction. But I've been working at Australian residency because I want to have both, so I can come. I want to do the Australian Canadian thing as well. But out of those, that bad sort of circumstance, good things have happened. So Tom and I ended up meeting up again and playing music again.
We've ended up like I was given a pretty incredible opportunity. Like Chris has got a cottage out. Where is it?
Georgian Bay.
On the Georgian Bay. Yeah. And so I got to go out there, and it's one of the most amazing places to play music and hang out. It's like this cottage on the bay in the middle of nowhere. No other cottages around. You've got to like take a drive for an hour from the nearest decent town, then take an hour's boat trip, and it's like for the last half an hour you don't see another cottage to get out to this place. And so like a few of the tracks that are on our MySpace we recorded on my little laptop with just a really crappy Behringer mic. But
lots of inspiration.
Lots of inspiration, just in one of the most beautiful places in the world. And there's like one track, which is actually an instrumental track, which is like, for me, it pretty much encapsulates that vibe of being out on the cottage and just like totally the most relaxed, beautiful place in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we planned on going back there and writing more music at some
this
point.
This summer, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible story. So listeners can Root System on MySpace, they can listen to
www.myspace.com/RootSystemMusic. So ROOT System.
Right. Music. And upcoming gigs too, of course. You post up there.
We've got this Saturday actually we're playing at Nyala, which is on Main Street.
Yep.
Start time 9:00. And that should be a good one. We've got they're all listed on the MySpace.
Yeah. Well, we'll remind listeners before we leave, but I think, let's listen to some more music, guys. Yeah. I'll just, after this.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and I have the pleasure here of introducing you to a Root System. We've been chatting with them. They're a duo from Australia / Canada, and you've been hearing their remarkable story, and you're going to hear their remarkable music right now.
We are a trio, though.
Oh, of course.
We have a really good... We've got sort of a tri-nations thing going on at the moment. We've got Justin James, who couldn't make it today, who's a really great drummer. He's actually from Hawaii. So we've done about... Three gigs with him.
Yeah.
With Justin, and so we're starting to get there.
Great. You know,
with regards to...
You will be there on Saturday night as well.
He will definitely be. Yeah. Yes. So we're getting there anyway.
Okay, and here's a new live track in the studio from Root System.
Thank you.
something to be done. And can't you see there's no way to run? And to that insatiable greed to bring us down.
Thanks so much, guys. That's Root System. Thomas Morgan on bass and Chris Mapstone on acoustic guitar. Root System, they're playing here. Well, you're doing a few gigs around with the Olympics too, right?
I think we possibly have one coming up. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the date will be on that one.
Yeah.
But
we're trying to work something out with iHeart Van Art,
yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, keep an eye out for Root System, listeners. I do have their MySpace up. Yeah, you do have a gig on the 20th at Nyala African Eatery.
Yeah, on Main Street.
On Main Street,
It's kind of it's a really cool little spot, actually. It's an African eatery, Ethiopian style, but then they have like a late night. They have music 7 days a week, actually, but it's from about 9 o'clock on. It's a live music venue.
Oh wow!
So,
we're looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. I hope the listeners were able to listen to the amazing story about how these two gentlemen got together, and they're going to be around for some time yet, I believe. Just for your interest, it is a real double bass we have here in the studio, and the didgeridoo. If you may have noticed in that last track,
but it's the Canadian playing the didgeridoo, not the Australian. So
yeah, how long did it take you to learn that, Chris? Did you learn it in Byron?
I learned it in first time I went to Australia, which would have been 9-10 years ago, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what?
9 years probably to learn the didgeridoo.
and do you think you're sort of almost just starting? Like, as I say, it's really hard, so you need to master it.
I haven't mastered it. I don't think I've ever mastered it, for sure, but I'm very comfortable playing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds incredible. And, geez, we do have time maybe for another song. Think one more?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, Root System. I mean, this is amazing to have real live music here in the station, Root System, Tom and Chris.
Cool.
Which one do you want to do, Christopher?
Oh, that's the question that arises now, isn't it? Let's do
gotta get away.
this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
Okay, we're coming towards the end of the show. A very, very special show here. The first time we've had live music on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You heard Tom and Chris from Root System, and they're a fantastic roots-based a group that formed somewhere between Australia and Canada in some nether region, and just kicking off what's going to be a remarkable run of shows here in the city. So thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. And Tom, my immediate needs, how do I get a bus from here to work to make it get there by 12 for work? Or is that by 1, sorry?
Broadway.
Which bus is it?
The
which
84.
One do you take? The 84.
UBC, 84.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Also a tour guide in the city, Tom Morgan.
Okay, well, we're going to just head off into the sunset, or, well, not quite yet, but with some Canadian music here. This is Kill Matilda, a fantastic local band here. Dusty from Kill Matilda will hopefully be coming in for an interview in the coming weeks.
Yeah. describe it. When she comes around, I almost lose my mind, but I try to hide it. Quiet, softest sighs. Song for all of those who shot and missed.
Welcome to this world in pure identity. One day dead to pacify. Generously bestowed my rights and privileges replete with arbitrary values been ascribed. Nothing I can tell you, there's nothing I can say. Stunning conversation, centered thought. Completely free at liberty, guaranteed. Let's cause you to sad, I'm mad. But I'ma be resigned to fall in behind you. Tension in the air, I can't confess. What the fuck am I accomplishing? Absolutely nothing. All this was a boring time for action, but you taught me to be a bun. It won't last for long. Those who see through the lies
are quickly gagged and bound. Ambition realized. Tear the whole fucking thing down! I was right behind you. I was right behind.
Lenny of Mass Grave, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And thank you for listening for another week, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I'm signing off now. You had a great show today, hearing sound Root System, an Australian and Canadian roots duo, actually now a trio. They do have a drummer from Hawaii, and we heard them play live in the studio, so that was brilliant. So I'm just going to sign out today. I always like to play an Australian song just at the end. This is a really old song called Slave Girl by the Lime Spiders, great old rock and roll band. Hope you like this. Alternative Radio is coming up next, and I hope you're able to tune in next week for Australian and Canadian music. I've been Matthew.
Trip back to the Stone Age with me.